Diamondbacks 6-5. The Dodgers beat the Cubs 4-3 last night. Right now, the White Sox playing the Tigers in the bottom of the second. The White Sox leading by a score of 3-0, and the Cards playing the Phillies at this hour. That game is scoreless in the third inning. Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were elected Friday to start in the July 19th All-Star Game, along with Mookie Betts and Trey Turner of the L.A. Dodgers. Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees and Ronald Acuna Jr. of the World Series champion Atlanta Braves were elected from the first round of balloting as the top vote-getters in their leagues. Baseball legends Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera also will be part of the respective National League and American League rosters for the 2022 All-Star Game. They were selected by the commissioner's office. Pujols is Major League Baseball's oldest active player. He's 42. And Slovakian forward I have no idea. Slefkovský, the MVP of the 2022 Winter Games, was the number one overall pick in the 2022 NHL draft. Also chosen in the top five selection, Simon Nemec, Logan Cooley, Shane Wright, and Cutter Gauthier. Cheers erupted from the crowd on day two of the draft when the LA Kings announced they were taking Jack Hughes with the 51st pick. That's the cheers were because Jack Hughes is the son of the general manager of the Montreal Canadiens, and that's where the draft was being held. Kent Hughes greeted his son on the draft floor and gave him a big hug. And Rybakina made history as Kazakhstan's first Grand Slam winner with a Wimbledon singles final victory today over Tunisian Ons Jabeur at London at Wimbledon. The Moscow resident switched from the Russian to Kazakhstan Tennis Federation in 2018. She was allowed to play in the tournament despite the organizers' ban on Russia and Belarus's Russian players due to the invasion of Ukraine. And I should stop now.
Steel City weather.
Mostly cloudy for the remainder of the afternoon with a high of 83. Cloudy overnight with the possible sound of trains and a low of 60. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 84. Monday, sunny skies, 89. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, sunny and hot with more trains and a high of 90. Wednesday, sunny and a high of 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 84 in Beaver County, 78 in Butler, 80 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowood in Oakland. 83 at WRCT with new music from Turnstile to close out today's show.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
I am Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Join me next Saturday afternoon at the same time on these same stations, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio at McKeesport, where it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. That was new music from Turnstile on Radio 9. Stay tuned for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy coming up next. Goodbye! Goodbye!
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
has made late today. There'll be some changes made way late today. There'll be some changes made.
At age 80, he is still performing and has a little performance barn up in New Hampshire. It's called Club Sandwich in Sandwich, New Hampshire. That's John Davidson. And, of course, you know him from Broadway and Hollywood, and he hosted the Hollywood Squares for a while, and among many other things. That's incredible, I think, and all kinds of shows like that. Hasn't been in the television eye for a long while, but he is still performing up there in New Hampshire during these summer months, mainly, yes. So there you go, John Davidson with There'll Be Some Changes Made. Pat Valentino started this program off with Wedding Bell Blues. Hi, I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to SRE. Nice to have you with us again this week. And if you're looking for something to celebrate now that the major holidays are out of the way, at least for this part of the summer, July 8th is Body Painting Day. I know a lot of people who would do that. It's also National Blueberry Day. You could probably paint your body with a blueberry. National Motorcycle Day is the second Friday in July, and Video Games Day is also on July 8th. July 9th is National Sugar Cookie Day. So why not? Go have a sugar cookie. July 10th is Pina Colada Day and Teddy Bear Picnic Day. Not sure how that was decided, but that's when it is. July 11th is Cheer Up the Lonely Day, and it's also National Blueberry Muffins Day. But National Blueberry Day was 3 days beforehand, so why don't they... Maybe you have to pick the blueberries to make the muffins. I don't know. July 12th, Different Colored Eyes Day. It's also Pecan Pie Day. July 13th is Barbershop Music Appreciation Day, Embrace Your Geekness Day, and Fool's Paradise Day. It's also National French Fries Day and National Nitrogen Ice Cream Day. Let's be specific, why don't we? Now, July 14th, of course, is Bastille Day, Pandemonium Day, National Macaroni and Cheese Day, National Nude Day. Oh, come on, don't we have enough of those days around the year? And it's also Shark Awareness Day, so I wouldn't recommend going near sharks in the nude. Whether you're nude or they're nude. Here's Lex de Azevedo with a song that needs no introduction on SRE.
Summers are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Some of the best music ever recorded is on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Stan Freeman there with The Night is Young and You're So Beautiful. That's a long title. Ronnie Price before that with We've Got Tonight, Bill Badgley, Let Me Try Again, Botticelli, I Won't Last a Day Without You, James Last did El Condor Pasa, and Lex de Azevedo with Elvira. Yes, that was Elvira. Papa, 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 mau, mau, you know. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Chile. A now former employee at a meat production plant in Chile has some extra cash on hand after he was accidentally paid 286 times his salary. Reports are that the company accidentally paid the employee more than 165 million pesos instead of the 500,000 he was supposed to receive, although the man initially promised to return the extra money. He evidently changed his mind, instead choosing to hand over his resignation letter and disappear. The company is now trying to take legal action against him. Apparently, he just said bye and, you know, never returned. So, yeah, that's special. Anyhow, let's see, where is this? This is in Morristown, Tennessee, rather. Firefighters responded to a rather odd situation at a Walmart store there. The city of Morristown said in a Facebook post that employees at the Morristown Walmart were contacted the Morristown Fire Department when they heard a kitten crying from inside the Pepsi vending machine. Crews could hear the kitten crying, and they unplugged the machine and removed the cover on the back, but couldn't see the kitten. They were able to find another opening in the machine and made visual contact with the feline. The rescuers were able to coax the cat to safety. The poor kitten was adopted by the employee who originally heard it crying. That's kind of nice, isn't it? Meanwhile, in Delaware, Tom Dahlke, general manager of the Concord Mall in Wilmington, said he was unaware of a Burger King that was completely intact in the shopping center, hidden behind a wall that they took down. He was just absolutely stunned. It's kind of cool. When I first saw it, I was blown away myself, he told the Philadelphia TV station. He does not know how long the Burger King had been abandoned and concealed behind the wall, but the current management company took over in January of 2020. Yeah, so they the post went viral. You probably saw it. And yeah, there was a Burger King there, and it looked like it was intact. And even the previous management was unaware that it was back there. How could you not know? Well, soon the former space will be available for rent in the mall. It's kind of cool to have something that nostalgic here in the building. We are hopeful to rent it and have it occupied soon. Well, that's just amazing. You didn't know it was there? Don't know your... Do you know how to read blueprints by any chance? Wouldn't you think somebody would have made record of the fact that they put a wall over it and just left it there? Here's Earl Clue and Doc on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm BJ Forsyth, and you're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
the corner of the bar there stands a jukebox with the best of country music, old and new. You can hear your five selections for a quarter, and somebody else's songs when yours are through. I got good Kentucky whiskey on the counter, and my friends around to help me ease the pain. Till some button-pushing cowboy plays that love song, and here I am just missing you again. Please, mister, please, don't play B-17. It was our song, it was his song, but it's over. Please, mister, please, if you know what I mean, I don't ever want to hear that song again. If I had it done for every time I held you, though you're far away, you've been so close to me, I could swear I'd be the richest girl in Nashville, maybe even in the state of Tennessee. But I guess I better get myself together, 'cause when you left, you didn't leave too much behind. Just a note that said, I'm sorry, by your picture, mister, please, don't play B-17. It was our song, it was his song, but it's over. Please, mister, please, if you know what I mean, I don't ever want to hear that song again.
Don't play B-17 on the jukebox. That's a song I don't want to hear anymore, says Olivia Newton-John. That was actually written originally by Bruce Welch and John Rostill, rather than Farrar. They were both members of Cliff Richard's backing band, The Shadows. Bruce Welch actually recorded that originally in 1974, but had no commercial success. But Olivia Newton-John recorded it, and it was number one on the Billboard Easy Listening chart, the Cashbox Top 100, and several lists up in Canada. But it peaked at number three on the Billboard Hot 100 and number five on the Hot Country Singles there. That's Please, Mr. Please. Before that, Frank Chaxfield in Handyman and Earl Clue with Doc. What was that noise? Here comes John Gregory with Moonlight Feels Right. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Thank you.
If you can stay around a while, we'll help you unwind. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Love is like candy on a shelf. You want to taste and help yourself. The sweetest things are there for you. Help yourself, take a few. That's what I want you to do. We're always told repeatedly, the very best in life is free. And if you want to prove it's true, baby, I'm telling you, this is what you should do. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they are yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world could never be. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's really start to live. All right. Yeah. My heart has love enough for two. More than enough for me and you. I'm rich with love, a millionaire. I've so much, it's unfair. Why don't you take a share? Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they're yours. Just
a heart, your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world could never buy what I can give. So help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's really start to live. Just help yourself.
Is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy. Jimmy Haskell and the orchestra there, Put Away Your Teardrops. Before that, Tom Jones. Yes, the not unusual guy with Help Yourself. Percy Faith before that with Something. That's the title of the song, Something. I didn't just say it at random there. Nori Paramore and Je T'aime, Lex de Azevedo and Smoky Mountain Rain, and John Gregory did Moonlight Feels Right. Here's John Fox, I'm Stone in Love with You. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Sky Lombardo is going to help us up to the top of the hour by dancing to the Alley Cat. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Yesterday's songs don't stay around long, not much anymore.
Yesterday's songs are gone.
Yesterday's words don't make themselves heard like they did before.
Yesterday's words are
maybe yesterday's blues, maybe yesterday's news, but the truth always stays the same. And the good things will never change, like saying I love you, just saying I love you. Yesterday's songs don't seem to belong, they're here and they're gone. Yesterday's moves don't stay in the grooves, they keep moving on.